The people who have a lot at stake in this fall's election include federal employees. Many expect that a Harris administration would be different for them than a Trump administration. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
It's not hyperbole to say that since taking office, Vice President Kamala Harris has revitalized federal employee unions. Consider what she inherited from former President Trump, who
basically tried to, gutted federal employee unions.
Britta Copt works for the Environmental Protection Agency's Lead Paint Enforcement Program in Colorado. She's also a local president with the American Federation of Government Employees Union. With the sweep of his pen, Trump decimated the power of such unions. He made it harder for them to collectively bargain their contracts, and he slashed the amount of work time union representatives could spend helping members with their complaints.
We lost our ability to file grievances over most everything.
Then late in Trump's presidency came something even bolder. Through executive order, he created a new category of political appointees called Schedule F. It was part of his plan to rid the government of waste, fraud, and abuse by demolishing what he calls the deep state.
The concern was that a lot of our employees might be on the Schedule F list.
There was talk of moving some 50,000 career civil servants into this category, meaning they could be fired at will and be replaced. I asked Copt if she thought she was vulnerable.
I was worried about it.
But she never found out because Joe Biden became president, and one of his first moves was overturning Schedule F. Biden also put Vice President Harris in charge of a new White House task force aimed at strengthening federal employee unions, giving them a bigger seat at the table.
This will be a model of what all industries have the capacity and the ability, if not the imperative, to do.
Her task force ordered federal agencies to ensure their workers know they have a right to join a union. Within 2 years, federal employee unions had added some 80,000 new members. Copt said these changes also paved the way for a strong contract at the EPA that included, among other things, a scientific integrity article. Now EPA employees can feel safe raising concerns
when science isn't being considered or when it's not being considered appropriately,
which they experienced in the Trump years. Still, she knows all of this could go away in a second Trump term. Georgetown political scientist Don Moynihan says there's no doubt if Trump wins in November, his old policies will be back.
If you were a federal career employee, you should be nervous right now.
Especially about Schedule F. He says if deeply knowledgeable civil servants are replaced with partisan loyalists, the American public will suffer.
It will slowly corrode the quality of government.
A scenario that's profoundly troubling to NASA aerospace engineer Trishanda Moten. She's also a union leader representing engineers, scientists, and technicians at NASA.
I think that's the fear because, you know, we see what Project 2025 says.
That's the 900-page plan pulled together by the Heritage Foundation. It details how a Republican administration would expand the power of the president and gut the federal workforce. Moten says she's working hard in her personal capacity to get Kamala Harris elected so that she can continue to serve her country.
We've sworn an oath to the Constitution to be representative constituents for the American public, and we don't want to be replaced.
She knows the surest way to defend against that is to defeat the former president at the polls. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.